Well, Trump versus Powell, it sounds like a court case. It really isn't at this point, but it sure is a lot of controversy.
Sure. And I know you hear Federal Reserve and you're just like, oh my gosh, why do I care? And the reason you need to care is that you're probably the kind of person who either borrows money or saves money or maybe a little bit of both. So remember, every time you have a credit card balance that builds up, you're a borrower and you're impacted by where interest rates are. And if you're a saver, same thing. You've got money in the bank. You're also impacted, but, you know, mostly in a good way by the level of interest rates. So right now, the president is angry at the Federal Reserve chair, the guy he actually appointed, by the way, in his first administration. He's mad because he thinks that the Fed should lower interest rates. Remember, they lowered interest rates by a full percentage point last year, and that was after they had raised interest rates to combat inflation. President's like, what gives, man? Like, keep lowering those interest rates. The economy's slowing down. The Fed says, well, wait one second, Mr. President. Your policies, your tariffs, have actually changed the game for us. We've got to wait to see whether or not we start to see some inflation bubble through the economy because of tariffs. And that's really where this conflict is a bit at a stalemate. The Fed's saying we need more information. President's like, nah, you don't. And now they're fighting with each other. Now I should say it's a one-way fight because Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve chair, is not exactly fighting with the president. He's just not real. He's just saying we're going to be waiting and seeing how this develops.
And we've heard the president a number of times floating the idea of firing Powell, but can he actually fire him?
You know, it's a very strange thing. You hear Federal Reserve, you think it's part of the government, and yes, the president appoints the Federal Reserve chair, but this is an agency that is independent of congressional appropriations. It's supposed to be independent because really the idea here is that you don't want politics playing into the decision-making around what's best for the economy. Certainly in the short term, you can have politicians wanting something different than what the Fed wants. So the issue is, if there were some instance of malfeasance or fraud, then the president can remove a Federal Reserve official. That's why you're starting to hear about, perhaps maybe you're not hearing, but there is a question about the Federal Reserve is renovating this, you know, decades-old building in Washington, D.C., and the project has had cost overruns like every construction project has in life. And the president is suggesting, and some of the president's people are suggesting, that the Fed's handling of that renovation project is a tantamount to fraud. Listen, lawyers are telling Trump that's not fraud. You're not going to win that case. Maybe that's why the president kind of backed off. But the reality is, we're going to have a Fed meeting next week. You're going to hear more about this. And the big takeaway is I'm just going to wait and see to what the Fed does, and it probably will impact me in some way.
And, Jillian, if you just listen to some of these stories, you would think that Jerome Powell makes these decisions by himself, but he doesn't.
Right. There's a whole Federal Reserve Board, and that's kind of another interesting aspect of this, which is, let's say that the president, let's just say that Powell's like, ugh, I don't need this. I'm gonna step down. Let's just say he's sick of it. He steps down. The president puts somebody that he wants on the board. And now there are these other officials that vote on monetary policy every 8 weeks. So it's not one person. I have to emphasize that. And the other part of this is, even if there is when the Federal Reserve decides it's time to lower interest rates, the president is suggesting he wants interest rates down by 3 full percentage points. You know, that's not how the Fed rolls. They go a quarter of a point at a time unless there's a huge crisis. So it's really not going. I don't think that even if the Federal Reserve were packed with a bunch of appointees from the president, I just don't think they're going to do this in one fell swoop. So, you know, we have high-ish interest rates. That means that you're cost of financing that credit card balance will remain high. You know, the average credit card balance is like 21%. It's a big number. Auto loans are very expensive. On the other hand, if you're a saver, you're still getting good money on the money you keep in the bank or in CDs. So, you know, there are always winners and losers from these Fed decisions.
I have a feeling, Jill, this is something we'll probably be talking about again at some point.
Yes. Well, the Fed meeting is July 30th, 29th and 30th. So, you know, we're going to talk about this. I don't think the Fed's going to move on that at that meeting, but you're going to hear the president talk about it quite a bit. So, again, Remember, when you say, why should I care about the Fed? Just say, either I borrow money or I save money. That's probably why I should care.
Joe, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Take care.